This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
To Resonance.
My name is Jan Pina. I'm 45 and I farm in Collingy, near Bloemfontein. I know people will dismiss this as rubbish and will think I'm crazy, but I have to let everyone know about what I saw. I'm still in a state of shock. I reported the incident fully to the police on the 30th of March 1996. Several other people in the area also saw this extraordinary thing, and apparently someone has even got a video of it. I was travelling at 7:30 a.m. on the road between Collingy and Bruksprayt when I encountered the object. I first noticed an extremely bright flash of light that suddenly appeared high in the sky and just seemed to be coming down incredibly fast. Then somehow, it was directly in front of me on the road. It seemed to just land there and immediately was stood right in front of me. My truck stalled, and when I got out, something like a magnetic field or something like an atmosphere stopped me from moving. The UFO was about 90 meters from me. It stood on three legs and hummed softly, like an electric motor. It was beautiful, metallic like stainless steel, but also in a strange way transparent. It had lights that changed from red to green to purple. The shape was like an upside-down bowl with two ridges on top. After seconds, the legs it was standing on slowly lifted from the ground and folded away. I could see a row of small windows on the top ridge. Then, quicker than you can imagine, it rose high into the sky, fast as lightning bolt, and disappeared.
Jeg hører gerne, end den hører ellers. sana amme yaklere lava pirtir öter televizör foham cennet yüzümen tüm yüzü komi hen iha oktur lerisken okna iden forgiyen komiser yesom bis Dennis Jan lyser med kom kan aldrig glæde ved jeg har skulden sorte klær som han også lånt op af til at lyse for vores fort The alien may come.
My name is Mrs. Yelena Laznaya. In 1936, when I was 15, I was living in the Oktyabrsky Savkhoz in Kazakhstan. At that time, I had never heard of UFOs and didn't even know of the existence of science fiction books and magazines. In the winter, every morning I went to school by a lonely country road. On that particular day, it was already light, although the sun hadn't yet risen. The weather was fine, and it was freezing. Suddenly, I caught sight of a dark point moving rapidly in the sky to my left. It came closer, grew larger, and in a matter of seconds, I saw a man-like figure dressed in black and seen in profile. The figure was, to my mind, of medium height. His black clothes covered him completely, like overalls. I could clearly see his head, or more exactly, something like a helmet, and enormous square arms tightly fixed to his body. I could see behind his back an oval thing, something like a rucksack. Looking with fright at the flying man, I noticed suddenly that he had changed his course and was now flying towards me. When he turned, I saw his right arm was slightly bent at the elbow. Now I saw him full face, but couldn't discern any features because in place of a face, there was just an entirely black surface. At that instant, I heard an increasing rumble, as if it was a flying mechanism and not a living being. By now, the distance between us had shortened to about 40 meters. I was terrified and tried to look for somewhere to hide, but there was none on the snow-covered steppe. I then turned again towards the flying man and saw nobody. Nothing unusual was to be seen. Maybe he had made a sudden change in his course, or maybe he had dived into a snow bank. But the next minute I was running towards my home. This sighting only lasted a minute, but I have remembered every detail clearly all those years.
My name is Kanna. I'm a teacher at a boys' school, Gurukala, run by ISKCON in the village of Mayapura, West Bengal. I had a traditional Hindu religious upbringing, but later rebelled against this by adopting ideas of atheism and relational skepticism. However, I have now regained my interest in spiritual questions. A few years ago, I saw something that was what you would call a UFO, but I believe was a Vimana. It was during the Desert Storm battle. I had a class in the evening, and I was listening to the BBC news of the battle with some of the Bhakti Shastri boys in front of my house. He was following Saddam Hussein's very meticulously all his movements. So I would put all the boys in front of my house in the evening. We would lay out a mat, put out the lights, and play the radio under the stars. It was about 8 p.m. As I was sitting there, I just looked up and saw this very bright blue light overhead. It started from the Durva star, the pole star that can be seen behind our school building. It started from there and it was moving very fast. Then when it came directly overhead, it seemed to slow down and then stop. It had a tall at the back that started small and become bigger. And very clearly, there was a solid object in front of that. It was not at all like a star or a satellite, and it was not very high. I was already staring at it when one boy said, "What is that, Prabhu?" And then this other boy said, "What is that? What is that?" We all got up and were looking at it. There were six of us, five boys and me. My wife was in the kitchen cooking something, and she came out to because we were all shouting. So it was at maybe 1.5 palm trees height from the roof of our hut, which is not very high. It was at less than 5 stories of above us. We saw it very clearly. Most of them were concentrating on the light. I looked in the front and I saw that it was a clear object. It was not a star and it was not far away. It was right there. And it was also like moving around itself, but very slowly. Then it moved slowly away towards the Jalangi River, where it suddenly picked up speed and disappeared. It was like somebody who slows down to look at something. It was very, very interesting, and the boys kept asking about it. Boys ask all sorts of questions. But anyway, to my understanding, it was actually a Vimana. And for some reason, they can become bigger or become smaller. It was an abnormal thing, and we were completely helpless just looking at it. When I described it to a Muslim gentleman, an old farmer, he said that in the sky over Mayapura, there are so many things like this. Things come, things go. So many things happen because this is Mahaprabhu's place. So it's not surprising that such things are seen in the sky over his land.
Say another line. You can play for me. It's not easy. I can never find the time, so I never have to cry. Time, so I never find to cry. I'm so lonely. It's not easy. I can never find the time, so I never find to cry. I'm so looking. Can I seek it? I can never find the time, so I never to cry.
My name is Damiano Parravano, from Piedimonte San Germano, Frosinone, Italy. On January the 1st, 1997, at 11 p.m., I was working with an old friend in a flat area close to my house, and suddenly we both felt a weird sense of cold, and above us the clouds turned to be bright yellow with strange red lights, and after a while those strange colors became two big plates reversed one on the other. That object was more than 60 feet in diameter and after a few seconds disappeared with an impressive speed.
Thank you. My name is Tatsumi Tanaka. I'm 40 years old and the owner of the beauty parlor in Annaka City, Kuma Prefecture. Last Sunday, October 23rd, I have seen a UFO, and it was the first time such a shocking matter happened to me. I've never believed that I would have such an experience, but surprisingly, it happened to me. It was on the second floor of my house and casually looking out the east window when I caught sight of a white object, rather big, the shape impossible to describe, rising softly and perpendicularly from the surface of the ground. We can see Mount Akagi in the northwest direction, and it was in this direction that the UFO rose, but I couldn't tell how away it was. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. I wondered what it was. I thought at first it must be an airship or a balloon. I strained my eyes to see better but couldn't understand what it was. After rising straight up, it stayed for a while at a constant height and seemed to become blurred outside. It then turned into an oval shape that is familiar to us from TV or magazines. It was the same object, but not the same shape as before. But the outline was not clear. Soon after it moved to the light at fast speed, it looked like a low altitude flight, but it all happened so quickly. And then it just disappeared in a cloudless blue sky. It was so shocked, I fell out of my mind. This thing was so huge, but it disappeared just in a moment. I tried to explain what I saw to my wife and child who were right beside me, but I couldn't. I just pointed and could only shout out in surprise. My wife was very annoyed and said that everyone cannot see UFOs. Only some people do and some don't. By then, it had disappointed. I was so excited that I went outside with my daughter and searched the sky, but it was too late. I still can't believe I have had such an experience. I will never forget the movement and speed. Something beyond common sense. It's mean to me that things exist that we don't understand.
I was in Clifton on July 5th, 1967, and saw a silvery disc-shaped object, about 10 meters in diameter, which landed and then took off rapidly and disappeared. A large crowd of at least 100 people also saw this.
My name is Romuald Queiroz. On 20th November 1996, I watched three strange bright objects in the sky. The largest had a triangular shape, and it had a body. I mean, it wasn't just made of light. The other two were similar but smaller, or maybe farther away, I don't know. This happened at 22:30 in Valdemilhaços, near Lisbon, Portugal. Two other people also saw this. The objects passed very quickly across the sky, from northeast to southwest, when I lost them from sight. They seemed to get a lot more luminous, about magnitude 4, sort of. It was pretty odd. I don't really know how to describe what I saw. The light bulbs in the street lights went out and then came back on after the objects disappeared.
Thank you. My name is Ghulam Marzouk. In 1998, I discovered and then photographed the first crop formation in Israel to be officially investigated. It was formed in a wheat field beside my village, Ben Zazir. It was a symmetrical umbrella-shaped image, 27 meters by 27 meters, with no tracks leading to it. My village is Druze and rather isolated. After the appearance of the crop formation, there have been other strange occurrences which have been receiving official attention. I was interviewed on July 20th, 1999, about what I knew of these occurrences. In each case, the animals became very noisy and agitated, and then a misty image appeared to become visible. These images were humanoid in appearance, but either very small, half the size of a man, or very large, 1.5 to 2 times larger. They were seen just outside the homes of 3 of my relations and were hazy, as though they were formed of cigarette smoke. People in the village are very upset by all this, but it is not our custom to discuss our affairs with outsiders. However, I have agreed to talk about all this because I was the one who discovered and photographed the crop formation, which seems to have some relation with the appearance of the misty images. I feel we will benefit from the people's knowledge of such things, and also I want other people to have the information about what is happening in our village.
Hello. We're searching for anyone who was a witness of the following story that happened to my wife and me in the evening of the 3rd April 1998. Or anyone who has ever seen something like this location. Road between these villages in Germany, Moringen, Lutherbeck, Friedelsloh, approximately 100 kilometers south of Hannover. Date, 3rd of April 1998, 9:30 to 10 o'clock. It was dark and cloudy, no moon, no stars, when we were driving by car through the village named Friedelsloh. When my wife glanced at the sky out of the side window, she saw something dark suddenly covering the sky over our car. I drove the car and watched the road, so I saw at this time nothing. 1 minute later, a big rotating object flew down the hill over the meadow and crossed the road just over our car. We only saw the lights, which were in two concentric circles, about 10 in the outer, 7 in the inner circle. The diameter was about 50 meters. There was no colored lights. All lights were white and as bright as the headlight of the car. The rotation speed was about 1.5 rotations per second, so it wasn't easy to watch a single light. The diameter of one light was about 0.5 meter. The object flew at a height of 10 to 20 meters over the fields to a wood. It turned by, changing its inclination just like an airplane or helicopter has to do flying a curve. It quickly returned back to the road to stop beside our car and fly with the same speed, 100 km per hour. It lifted up, changing its inclination to me so I could see its amazing size. 2 seconds later, it flew over the car to the other side, turned with the same movement to fly over the car again. This repeated 5 or 6 times on our way. Okay, this wasn't all, but should be enough. There was no sound or noise except the motor of the car. There was no smell. The radio was turned off. The maximum speed of the object was 400 to 500 kilometers per hour. The observed acceleration 2 to 3G. I know my speed, 100 kilometers per hour, know the points where the object crossed the road and the distance between these points. I calculated the rest. It's impossible that this was a projection of the cloudy sky. When I look out the side window, I can't see the sky, only the hill. We met 3 other cars. Did they see the same?
Welcome back to...
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.